And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who judges the way you cook a steak. They're a steak snob, and it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it, it's wrong.
With this friend, it's not necessarily the temperature of the steak, which, by the way, is also wrong. It goes back to how you prepare the steak. As soon as they come over, they start investigating. So, what's the plan tonight? We're doing cast iron, barbecue? When did you start the marinade? Is it citrus-based? What's going on?
Basically, this friend is a helicopter parent, but instead of a kid, it's a steak. The infuriating part is, they wait until after you do something wrong to tell you what they're thinking.
Ooh, yeah.
They say it like that too, exactly like Bill Lumberg from Office Space.
And then sometimes it's the, you know, you shouldn't grill a cold smoked steak, right? The best way to do it is a cast iron with butter and fresh herbs.
Thanks, Tim. The steaks are halfway done, and you're just bringing this up? Really? You saw me put them on the grill. Why didn't you say something then?
In some instances, the steak snob will actually butt in, take over, and totally steal your thunder, cooking what they call the perfect steak, when in actual fact, it's exactly how you would have done it, minus the ego and flair.
Also, stop suggesting sous vide, steak snob friend, okay? No one wants a boiled steak. No one. I don't care how they do it in France.
The steak snob. We all have that one friend.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.